25th is called to order under 1.0 and 2.0, changes approval of agenda. I do not have any changes to the agenda today. Are there any others?
Oh, no.
Motion to approve the agenda, approved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Muse. Any discussion? All in favor? In favor? All opposed? Thank you. We are waiting for a presenter this morning, so we will temporarily move past 3.0 for now. And we will go to 4.0, tabling of petitions. Are there any petitions to be tabled today? Any petitions today? Third and final call for petitions. Hearing none. We will move on to 5.0, public question comment session. Please state your name, your address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less, please. Mr. Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Leon Robinson, College Street, Liverpool. Just a couple things. I look forward to the presentation that's coming up. However, under 12.1, we have Primature Park here. There's information recommendation with respect to getting some activity going there. We have a principal park there, with the exception of once a year. We have lots of people there going on deer days, the rest of the time to see a fish walk and a dog or something like that, or a little bit. So it'd be kind of nice if we could get something going there, and I just like to start, and we're looking forward to that information. The other thing, I brought up, must be 3 or 4 years ago now, to a previous council, and the Chamber of Commerce was here making presentations, and they mentioned about having an ant stand down there. Now, whether they want to get involved in helping or anything, I don't know. But I know there was a presentation here in kind, and the council, I guess, put it under advisement, but I don't feel the hands. I know in other areas, they do have ant stands, and they seem to draw a lot of people there. And you can go there, for example, they go there, they might have a dance section, something like that, and it takes people there, they seem to enjoy it. I'm just wondering, Mr. Mayor, when it comes to that, and looking down the road, maybe you could take a look at the whole picture there?
Thank you, Leon. Through our Recreation Department, Diana Johnson, would be pleased to have any comments or discussions from members of the public. We would be looking to see what utilization we can make of our waterfront parks this summer, especially on weekends. So all suggestions and support are very appreciated.
Yeah, I think it's something you should be looking at, the whole picture, as you just suggested. One other comment. I noticed on the building inspector's report there, when I got in there, there were 5 permits issued, but there's no dollar figure for 5 of them. Might have just added something to the name.
We'll ensure that we can provide that information.
Yeah, just help me do it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak today?
Kim Williams, in Liverpool. Just two things. There's a fun run that was held on Saturday that went by the Fort Mercy Commercial Park, and it was kind of entertaining for my husband to be able to watch it. There's nothing that goes on the weekend for the parents. However, they used styrofoam cups, and as the runners would run off them, they'd drop them, and cups were everywhere. And there was nobody that was picking them up whatsoever, so it made quite a mess, and that was his afternoon fun, was to go and pick up cups. So maybe a little bit better planning on that part. And also, we're having issues with our telephone and power lines at our place. I've been after Nova Scotia Power since September, trying to get a power pole put in. There's too much variance on our road between telephone poles. So the lines are actually less than 10 feet above our driveway. They actually go down to probably about 7 or 8 feet in our hedge. I've been after them since then, calling every month. I've been talking to Bell, talking to everyone, basically, because we need to get our driveway redone. And I can't have a backhoe come in. I can't have any delivery trucks come now I've had to put off my contract for my driveway until I can get this rectified and nobody will give me a date. Is there possible that Public Works or something can light a fire under their butt to get this going, because this is really tying up us and rewriting contracts is not a good thing?
Certainly it can be a large issue for a homeowner. We're limited in our ability to deal with the situation in which you're presenting. I'm sure that the media that are here today would love to have a chat with you. Thank you very much, Kate. Any other member of the gallery today? Thank you very much. I would be remiss today if I did not mention that the Premier and Minister Mark Fury were in Liverpool on Sunday announcing funding for refurbishing of the Perkins House. They've committed approximately $1 million to the project, and it will be nice to see construction start in 2017 on the Perkins House. It is a premier attraction to the Liverpool area and a 250-year-old building. Excellent announcement on Sunday. Any councillors have any comments today regarding open session? Councillor Crowley?
I would like to tell everybody that we are at Saltscapes Expo this weekend, and we had a great showing from Queens. We had four booths that were manned by the region. All the festivals had a booth. The business had one. White Point was just down our neighbor. Van Dyke's was there from North Queens. And Cody Wynott from Kedumapuji was there. So quite a showing from Queens County, and lots of people, thousands of people going through the weekend. So Queens was well represented there. So.
Thank you, Councilor.
An afterthought now, you asked. Kim, thank you very much for bringing that up about the styrofoam cups. As folks know that I organized through the geocaching a cleanup of that road, that section, the Saturday before the shore run was taking place, so that it would be nice and clean and pristine when the runners went through, and now I'm disturbed to hear that they contributed to that, so I will certainly address that with the organizers of that event and go from there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councilor. We are now going to deal with 3.1 Trestle Trail Bridge. We have Laura Barkhouse and Ryan Hatt here today. Pleased to have you, and we're going to do a presentation.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. That's it. Thank you very much. Today, I'm going to be talking more than just the Trestle Trail Bridge, but we will be touching on that because I know that's front and center on everybody's minds. But I wanted to provide you an opportunity first for an update on what's happening in the region of Queens when it comes to trails and outdoor recreation opportunities. Oh, here I am. I was wondering where that went. That's great. All right. Well, for those who don't know me, my name is Laura Barkhouse, and I'm the Trails and Open Space Coordinator for the District of Lunenburg, actually. But 3 years ago, I was seconded by the province of Nova Scotia to work part-time with trail groups and trail managers and developers along the South Shore region. So I work here in this community. I work with the Brookfield Mines Trail Association developing the Gold Mines Trail in North Queens. And I work with the Queens Rails to Trails Association. I have Brian Hatt with me here today, the chair of that association. I also have worked in the past with the Queens County ATV Association, they're developing some trails up north of the 103. So I'm going to be touching on those three associations today. I also get to work closely with your recreation department on a couple of different projects that we have ongoing right now, trail related, which is really exciting. And so I had the opportunity to work with also the region and the Queens Rails to Trails on the Trestle Bridge project. If you have any questions as I'm going along, certainly feel free to stop me and ask me. Okay. So first of all, if you're not familiar with trails, and I know many of you are, so what are the true value of trails for our communities? We all know that they create opportunities for recreation and leisure. Well, that makes sense. But sometimes we don't take the next step and think about what does recreation and leisure mean for us? We as a community, recreation leisure means improved physical health and mental health, the quality of life in a community. You know, it's the kind of place where you want to live, work, and play. So if you have trails in a community, oftentimes people are getting out more, they're talking to their neighbors a little bit more, seeing the people in their neighborhood, which improves the quality of life. They also provide an increased value because trails attract visitors. We know this. We know that tourists that come into our communities, they get here and they say, oh, this is such a beautiful spot. What can I do? Oh, I can go do this trail here or go check out that trail there. And it's an opportunity then for them to say, I like it so much, I'm going to stay longer, or I like it so much, I'm going to come back. And it's also for new residents. We have immigration happening here on a regular basis because it is such a beautiful place to live and work. And if somebody is coming into a community and they're comparing two communities and they say, okay, one has this and one has that, and what we're finding in our some of our research is that immigrants are attracted to opportunities where they get to go outside and enjoy the general community, generally free, because not everybody has the funds to pay for those kinds of services. But if they come into a community and they're comparing it to, you know, a community that maybe has a just one single playground, maybe they can get out and they can, if they come into a community with trails, they can say, oh, this is a great place, we can bring our families out and we can recreate and be outside and really enjoy the outside community. So this in turn, of course, expands economic growth. It builds on partnerships with tourism and local businesses. We've all seen that here in the region of Queens. The outdoor community in the region of Queens is probably one of the most premier opportunities that the region has. And you've been certainly taking advantage of it more and more, and it's definitely growing. But I know you live here all the time, so you probably don't look around it like most of us do and say, this is absolutely one of the most wild and beautiful counties in all of Nova Scotia. It hasn't been marred by, you know, significant, you know, industrial growth with wasteland and brownfields, and we don't have any of that, but you have an asset that not many other communities have. You have trails, you have former woods roads, which make also beautiful trails, and you have some really great opportunities here. So I know there's a lot of people that look at the region of Queens, especially if they're looking to a place for a place to move or a place to visit. They look at the region of Queens as being one of the most beautiful and one of the most attractive. So there's a lot of direct impacts to from trails as well. So you have, as I mentioned, the improved tourism earnings and the opportunity for jobs in rural communities. The spin-offs from trail building and maintenance also create jobs as well. And one of your assets here in the region of Queens is you have a really great volunteer base in this municipality, and it's growing every day. So volunteers who are willing to commit to their communities and make sure that their communities are safe and accessible and welcoming to others. Trails also provide increased federal, provincial, and municipal tax revenues through those opportunities, and their service revenues as well, such as accommodations, restaurants, kayak rentals, snowshoe rentals, and that type of thing. And there's also nonprofit revenues as well for fire departments, ground search and rescues, and the like. So the Queens County Rails to Trails Association is one of the groups that I'm working with, as I mentioned. They're developing the rail trail that runs from Brooklyn to Lunenburg County, also the section that runs from Port Mattoon to Shelburne County, and Somerville Beach to Silver Rock Drive is their newest project, and I hope some of you had an opportunity to go out and take a look at what the work they're doing there. And lately, as you know, they've picked up the Trestle Trail and Bridge Project in partnership with the Region of Queens. This association is managing and maintaining trail in all of these communities. They're in the process of finalizing construction in many of them, especially the Port Mattoon to Shelburne County line, but that also includes Port Mattoon down to the west side of the old Broad River Rail Bridge, and they're doing that section there. You'll see a couple of the photo down there in the bottom left is one of their destination sort of picnic sites that they've created along these trail sites. Ongoing planning and partnerships is absolutely necessary, especially when it comes to the Trestle Trail and Bridge. But also, it means that this group communicates with local landowners. They plan with Department of Natural Resources, who are the administrators of the Crown land. And they're also now working and planning with Department of Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal as part of their Trail Connection project.
You have to move your foot.
Oh, did I just kick that open?
Yeah.
Kick that off? You're just at the good spot. Thank you, Brian. I don't pay attention, obviously. That's why I have somebody with me when I get talking. The next group that I'm working with is the Brookfield Mines Trail Association. They're up in North Queens, and they're developing the former rail line from Culpton to Caledonia. So the work that they're doing right now, they're doing construction, which includes building new parking lots at certain trail crossings. There'll be three along the entire 18-kilometer length. Installing gates at road crossings to ensure that road vehicles don't have regular access or unpermitted access to the trail. They're installing signage along the route, and most of this will be regulatory signage, stop signs at public road crossings, yields at driveways, and speed limit signs and such that are all enforceable. But some of the other signage that they're going to be installing in partnership, as I mentioned later, is of course over the Blandings Turtle project that take place annually, I should say, up in North Queens, because it's a real partnership between these opportunities here with trails and Blanding Turtles, not just to provide access to the teams that are watching the Blandings Turtle, but also to provide the public an opportunity to get educated on what to look for, you know, what to avoid, and their eyes on the ground for everybody. So that's great. So they are doing some, their significant completion will take place this year. They've just had their final funding announcement from ACOA. I had the pleasure of sitting next to your mayor. And so they're going to be using that funding to leverage other funding that they already have and finish the trail for the most part. The picture in the bottom center there, that's one of the issues that they're dealing with, which is water drainage. It's a big issue with lots of different trails. But there's a few locations along there where the trail is actually sunk below the side, so they're building the trail up or installing better ditches or cleaning them out. And that's some of the work that they have to do. All of these people in these photographs are all volunteers from the local community, getting out and helping out, doing the planning, doing the brush clearing, meeting with contractors. On the left, the picture top left, you'll see one of the volunteers out there on the bridge over the Medway River. That's before, and the picture down below it is after. That's one of their big projects they did last year, is they decked and railed the bridge over the Medway River, and it's absolutely beautiful. And now I will walk across it, because I wouldn't touch that before.
Like side by side to see the wider than the four wheelers, so they're going to be made to handle the wider ones.
That's an excellent question. When they decked and railed the bridge, they had an engineer design. Because of the cost at the time, they didn't have the funding that they have now. They wanted, that was their major priority, is to get that bridge decked and railed because it was so dangerous and people were using it anyway. So they got permission from the engineer to save some money by pulling in the railings somewhat. It's not going to be an onerous task to pull those out, and that is part of their plans that they're going to be doing at some point. Maybe not this year, maybe next year after the trail is completed and ready. I know there are some issues with the wider side-by-sides. The machines over 65 inches, 64 inches, are having some difficulties and they have to ride the bumper rails on the bottom, so I'm glad you brought that up. But it's definitely something that they're addressing. And they meet regularly every month, just like the Queens Rails to Trails Association.
I think they actually built that bridge there at 72 inches. I think that bridge there is...
It's 11, just under 11 feet, I think?
Yeah, I was talking to Alan the other day. And
yeah. Yeah, well, what they're going to do is they're going to have Department of Natural Resources out to assess it. because unfortunately, the Department of Natural unfortunately or fortunately, depends on your perspective, Department of Natural Resources puts a limit on the width of the machine that they'll permit on the trails. So the very, very wide machines, unfortunately, are not built for public trails, and they're meant to be on private property. So not everybody will be able to access the trails if you have a very wide machine, but about 90% of the machines will be able to access. We won't be able to accommodate everybody, unfortunately.
Councillor Fisk?
Just a point, when you say there's a few of the machines won't be allowed, is that the side-by-sides?
Well, Department of Natural Resources... Pardon me?
A lot of the side-by-sides are wide.
They are, for sure. Department of Natural Resources, they're the ones that dictate what size machine will be permitted on the trail. Currently, their size limit that they have right now is 60 inches. They're in the process of reassessing that right now and changing that. I don't know what it's going to change to, because that 60 inches was set before side-by-sides were made. And although not all side-by-sides will be accommodated, most will be accommodated. You have three-up machines and wider machines that simply won't be able to be accommodated on the public trails because they're only so wide. But I know DNR is in the process right now of amending that 60-inch maximum width for machines. We're definitely an aging population, and some of us like the idea of going out on a lovely side-by-side machine and getting out and enjoying the great outdoors in our own way. And they're a touring vehicle. They're not vehicles that go ripping and tearing around that you see over in the wetlands that we're trying to eliminate. These are touring vehicles. They're made for trails. So as soon as we know that, you'll know that. So the Queens County ATV Association, they're managing and maintaining a trail north from Brooklyn, connecting through the region of Queens. They're in the process now of finalizing construction on that trail section that they've been working on. They have decked and railed two bridges. They built a bridge and decked and railed another bridge, if I'm correct, yes. And so they're in the process now of having those assessed by a qualified engineer and moving forward with their trail connections. They too were involved in a recent announcement, and that was with the Department of Transportation Infrastructure Renewal announced that they were going to initiate a number of pilot projects around Nova Scotia, looking at the opportunity to permit off-highway vehicles in certain situations under definite circumstances to access roadways or crossings where none currently exist. They're going to do the pilots for a couple of years and then assess the situation and determine whether or not it's feasible to continue that as part of their legislative change around that, around the Off-Highway Vehicle Act.
Deputy Mayor McClellan, next question.
Laura, is there a pilot project in Queens?
There is, and actually the Queens County ATV Association is the one working at that. And actually, Brian, we were talking the other day with James Wombold, who is the chair of Queens County ATV Association, and he had mentioned we were having just a little planning session around it's the River Road that will provide access for off-highway vehicles north in Queens County to access some of the former Bowater lands, Bowater roads, and trail opportunities up in the North Queens area as well. And not just for ATVs, but of course, walkers and cyclists can use it now, but it's an opportunity to create a shared-use trail product that can be managed and marketed at a different level. But there is one in the region of Queens. Hopefully, although the list is not complete, they're looking at completing it in September. So Brian and I have had some discussions with transportation. We're going to be meeting on site and looking at a couple of other sites for the Queens Rails to Trails Association, hopefully to have those included in that list as well.
Is there funding added to this, or is this just permission to use those routes?
It's just simply permission. And it's up to the groups and myself working with them to come up with the funding to make those trail projects happen. In many cases, I can speak to New Germany up in North Lunenburg County. One of the sites that were proposed is a very short section of about 200 meters coming from the rail trail down to a gas station and then in a restaurant across the road, and then back to the trail using the shoulder of the road, which is currently illegal. Off-highway vehicles can travel in the ditch under certain circumstances, but they're not allowed to travel on the shoulder. So these are what the pilot projects were intended to do.
May I ask you a minute? So when it comes to the economic benefits of a community and also the needs of the trail riders, they need gas, they need provisions. So is this going to be able to provide them with closer range of getting those services?
And they also need connectivity. That's right up there with services. Services and connectivity are highly valued, as you can imagine. It'd be difficult if you were riding along, then all of a sudden there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be so much a need, but it's a want. And people are looking for, specifically recreational OHV operators, are looking, they want to have destination opportunities. They want to be able to go on a staycation, spend a week traveling around the province, in their own province, being with their families, and having a place to go where they can enjoy their sport, be welcomed, have the services that they need, and be part of a greater community. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it sure does.
Good. So the Queens ATV Association, as I mentioned, is finalizing construction. And they also have some more planning and partnerships underway, as I mentioned, with DOTIR, Transportation. Nova Scotia Department of Environment is a big one, of course, as they're planning their trail system north of the 103 in North Queens. And who knows, maybe even a link up with the Brookfield Mines Trail Association or the Gold Mines Trail in North Queens. And Nova Scotia Department of Natural Resources, who are the administrators of the Crown Land. Trestle Trail, here we go. So, the Trestle Trail is a really exciting project. And so there's some obviously ongoing planning taking place right now. The group is making plans to do a preliminary assessment to be completed this summer. We've had some very productive meetings to move forward with funding opportunities and basically RFPs to be able to hire a consulting firm or an engineering firm to come in and do a preliminary plan of the bridge. So they're also, as part of that, doing some route planning, naturally, because having a bridge open is lovely, but for trail users, they're going to want to have a connected route. They want to be able to go from not just walking back and forth over the bridge, but they need a connected route through the community. So that's part of their planning that they're doing right now. I know Brian's been working very hard on that with his group. Oh, I just did it again, almost. Okay, I'm going to stop moving my feet and just my hands. So part of this, it's on. Good. Thank you. Part of this route planning for connectivity that's taking place right now will, of course, involve consultations. And that's probably the biggest question. Are people going to know about it? Is anybody going to be surprised? Are they going to have an opportunity for input? And absolutely they will. This is a community project. This is a community initiative partnering with the Region of Queens. And everybody wants an opportunity to have a say. And everybody needs an opportunity. So that's going to be part of their route planning as well. And then they'll be able to move forward with construction planning and fundraising. They're doing their fundraising right now and planning some construction right now, but as part of the route planning, they will have to do connections up on either side of Liverpool. They hope to have the repairs completed to the bridge and open in 2018. That's the goal. And it will be opened with fanfare. Guaranteed. Yeah. There's a lot of people very much looking forward to this.
So can I ask you?
Deputy Councilor Kelly.
I've always thought, because I lived up in that area where the Trestle Trail is, and since the trails came out, developed the trail on the other side coming into Bristol Avenue, but on the other side coming to here from the Trestle Bridge where the train used to come in past here. And that side of the trail was never developed, although people walk on it. It's not been developed like the other side. So I take it when the trail is open, if ATVs are coming across, or sorry, the bridge, if they're coming across the bridge, they're going to travel across the road and then trail on the other side then out to here and to connect to the past Bog Road Trail will be all
utilized as part of the trail.
It'll be converted into a proper trail then, right?
Well, I know that your recreation department is currently working on a project right now to develop that section of trail.
Okay.
Just to look at the possibilities of developing it as a for people to be able to do small loops in their community and work towards being more actively transporting themselves throughout their community to go from school to work or shops to home or that type of thing. So it is absolutely an opportunity to expand it for shared use and
that's
to develop
the,
it on that former rail line. But it's not the only opportunity as well.
No, but that's where the ATVs will want to go once they cross the bridge. Isn't that why you're...
I would say likely that's probably the most efficient and most effective way.
Yeah.
But there will have to be a lot of conditions looked at as part of that planning.
Right.
So it wouldn't be, I don't want to give the impression that it would just be all of a sudden opened up for OHVs all time of the day or night or whatever. There would be a strict conditions applied, of course, and those would be enforced if that route is chosen.
All right.
Great. So in 2012, there was a feasibility and master plan created by Acoustics Planning and for Queens County. And that was done in partnership with the Queens County ATV Association. And I know there was some partnership with the Queens Rails to Trails talking about and discussions. So there was, it's an opportunity to do a reassessment of this report. I don't know if everybody here has seen the report or maybe had an opportunity to re-review the report, but it was done in 2012, and it will provide a significant amount of insight and guidance into where the trail route planning would best take place, which would help answer your question as well. And ongoing plans for this, of course, for this using this report and moving forward is ongoing community consultation hosted by the Queens County Rails to Trail or Queens Rails to Trails Association. So although this report is it's a fantastic report and it provides some really good insight, they're using it as a tool for their planning. They're not using it as a hammer for their planning, if that makes sense. Well, I'm coming to the very end of my presentation here on the trails, but I wanted to provide you with an opportunity again to get a little bit of more educated around SoSure Connect in case you don't already know about it. This is a website that is all things recreation here in the South Shore. Your recreation department does an amazing job with promoting the site, adding activities, making sure that their information is up to date, and it's a big part of what they do as their recreation. So I thought I would just take this opportunity now to just bring this up. This is a screenshot of the page when you type in SouthShoreConnect.ca, SouthShore Connect, all one word. And this is a screenshot that you get. So basically, I'm from Lunenburg County and I want to go hiking in Queens County. I've heard there's some really lovely trails up there. So what do? I go up here and I go under trails, and the trails are all listed out by county. So I would go, it's like, oh, okay, look, here's Queens County. I want to go to Queens County. I'm tired of Lunenburg County. I'm from there. So then you go in, you go to Queens County, and then here's what you're going to get. So basically, it's not going to look like this, but this is the important information that I wanted to show you. You're going to get an opportunity to, you're going to have a whole list of trails that you're going to go and check out. People will do this, and while they're in there, they may say, oh, I want to check out, I want to see what that park has to say or what's going on there. We at SoSure Connect have the opportunity to grab all of that information, as soon as somebody goes to the website and starts reviewing and looking for and searching for information, all of that information gets grabbed. So we have a really great way of determining whether or not the site is being used, how it's being used, and what people are looking for. So for the region of Queens, this is actually your top 10 hits in the last year in the region of Queens. This is people from outside of the area, from the whole province, coming in and hitting all of these. Now, 7 of the 10 are trails or parks, like Thomas Riddell. But interesting, we also have here the SoSure Public Libraries, and the Queens County Food Bank is a big hit on the SoSure Connect. So it's a really great way to determine what the priorities of people are looking into the area. Or people, community members in your area too, I believe this one was included. So it's interesting to note, I thought it was important, that 7 of the 10 hits on The SoSure Connect for Queens County includes outdoor opportunities. So obviously they're a big priority for your residents and visitors. So, in conclusion, are there any additional questions?
Is that SoSure Connect linked into the 211? You know, like if someone goes to 211 and is looking for the exact same information, are the two talking to each other?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with 211. I couldn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
I couldn't tell you. But I tell you what, I bet you we could find the information from your recreation department. They probably know, because Diana's more swept up on SoSure Connect than I am. So she's probably going to be your local expert. And I just did it again. It's not even me. I think I'm going to blame Brian. It is me.
Councilor Frelick?
Great presentation. Thrilled to hear the news, as you can imagine. We were at Saltscapes on the weekend, and it was amazing to me the number of people that, you know, Saltscapes is pretty business orientated. A lot of people are asking about our trails, what we have to offer, always about the beaches, of course. And I guess I was a bit embarrassed because I had nothing to give them, and I had nothing to hand to them or a place to direct them. I wasn't aware of this as a tool to use that. Thanks for pointing that out. But I know other counties have brochures that they have for trails.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that falls under yours, or is that something that we would be responsible for as a region to have that information and that map available?
It's something that I can assist with, absolutely.
Okay.
And if it's a priority for council to have some hard copy maps or brochures made available to people when you go to these kinds of events,
right,
outside of your local community or even inside, then it's definitely something that we can make happen. There's been all kinds of opportunities or all kinds of brochures done around the province recently. So we have some great models to follow. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have
right.
to plug in our own information if there's a format that you like. But it's mostly, if it's a priority of council to do so, then those things can happen.
For visitors coming in, like if I was staying at Lanes, it would be great to be handed, rather than, you know, them sit in the hotel all night.
Yep.
Here's a list of our trails. We know that there's some great trails out there, and they're all kind of intertwined. They may not be completely connected yet, but
yep.
there's some great trails that people could be walking or biking. So it's something we talked about for a very long time,
yep.
and still no map, nothing for the public. So we'd love to make it a priority and work towards getting.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful idea. People love to go online. It's definitely the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how much electronic data you have, when you're outside, and you can have your phone with you all you want, but some people, most people that I'm aware of, they love a hard copy. They
yeah.
love to have that piece of paper that they can tuck into their pocket or their backpack. And just what's what people like to have. It's something they can refer to.
I have a second question, is that okay? With repairs to the trestle trail, is there any chance that it could be in stages, that some of the repairs would happen just to open enough for the public to walk across, or is it going to be, when it opens, it's going to be one big opening for everybody to go across?
I expect as soon as it's certified for travel, it'll be open. We were not going to hold it closed until a trail out in Brooklyn's finished, put it that way.
Right. But I know it has to have some repairs to it, and if those repairs can be done, but maybe the ATV part of it's not finished, is there a possibility that it could be opened?
I don't think the ATV issue is it, because a horse and rider is much heavier than an ATV. So it would be more, I think, of a weight issue. Part of the assessment that we have talked about is determining just how bad is it? Just
right.
how bad is the degradation in, is it appropriate for any kind of use while the repairs are being made? That'll be part of it, yes.
Just following on Brian, I think what you're saying is the Trestle Trail Bridge would not be open until such time as the total construction is finished on it.
Yes, I would say we're not going to have a temporary opening while they're in construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just so I want to be clear, because I think you guys said two different things there.
Yeah.
Okay, just to be clear, Brian, you were saying that the rest of the trail does not have to be opened for the bridge to be opened.
Right.
If it's appropriate for people to be on there.
I'm just discussing the bridge itself.
Oh, just specifically the bridge. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify then. Is SoSure Connect a not-for-profit organization?
SoSure Connect is managed by all of the recreation departments in this entire SoSure region. So it would include Region of Queens, District of Lunenburg, District of Chester, Town of Lunenburg. Everybody pays a small amount of funds as part of the Connect. So it's, the Region of Queens is a partner through your recreation department.
Okay.
But it's managed by our own staff.
Okay, which is yourself and...
Well, in the District of Lunenburg, if I get an update from, and there's opportunities for people to provide updates and comments too when they're on the site, they would come to me or they would come to a fellow staff person. In the Region of Queens, they would come to Dana. Dana's been the one who has been managing this up to this point. Now we have Diana who is also managing it. And updates, putting new information on there about programming or anything like that, any events that are coming up. So it's the regional staff or the municipal staff that do it now.
Right.
It's part of their partnership.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I always look at the funding opportunities.
Yep.
Here, and I know that there's the off-highway vehicle fund. Is that what's available when you pay your registration?
Yes.
So where does that money, is that going to be increased, or is there more demand for it, and how do we get a share of that for municipalities?
Brian, yeah, sure, absolutely. These projects are all going to be funded in part through the Off-Highway Vehicle Fund if there's funds available through the fund.
Mm-hmm.
They're all eligible to apply. It's a priority of the community to have it done. So absolutely, it's definitely one of the sources, and it's a significant source. They collect about $1.3 million a year from off-highway vehicles.
That's in Nova Scotia,
right? In Nova Scotia, $1.3 million a year. Every time a person with an off-highway vehicle registers their machine annually, a couple of years ago they put on this an extra $40 on top of their registration fee, which was, I think it was $13.50 when they first started. They initiated that $40 fee. It gets taken right off the top and gets put into a fund where it gets held. And there's a committee of individuals that gather once a year, we have a staff person, collect the applications, review them, and fund, basically. So it's done annually. But there is a $1.3 million annual fund that's collected through the off-highway vehicle community alone.
And under the federal programs, I know there's programs now for transportation and, you know, regular transportation. Would this fit into an area of that as well as a sort of another transportation route?
Absolutely. The National Trails Coalition over the last couple of years have had two funding rounds that they received federal infrastructure money, and it was given to the National Trails Coalition to spend on trails infrastructure throughout Canada. Nova Scotia received their portion of it, and Queen's Rails to Trails actually got some National Trails Coalition funding, as did the Queen's ATV Association a couple of years ago. We're hoping that there's going to be another round coming up. There's some talks, some murmurs right now that there might be another round of federal infrastructure funding coming down the pipe through the National Trails Coalition. And we're very excited to wait for it.
Councillor Fancy?
Yes, Laura. A couple things I wanted to ask you about. With the SoSure Connect, I remember a couple of years back when Norm and I were looking through some of the trails and things, some of them, they weren't updated. They were saying things that weren't really factual to where they were. Are they keeping up on those to be able
yeah,
to
know? That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
And that's actually one of the values of having people from each rec department involved in the project, because they're the ones that are on the ground and closest to these trails or parks or programs. So the onus is on that individual who, you know, in that region, in the, say, the Region of Queens or the town of Mahone Bay, to make sure that their information is maintained and kept up to date. Because without good information, you know, the website is useless. But I can guarantee you that it's been well looked after since that time.
Okay.
I know that there's been a number of things added, and Dana and Diana are at it on a regular basis.
Okay. The second thing, the always been the problem with the bridge is that doing some kind of a study, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far are we advanced with that? I guess is it, that I'm excited to hear that to know that where we are going, and if we get that's going to be is the big issue, so to speak.
We've finalized a draft of the RFQ to hire a consultant firm or an engineering firm to come in and do it.
Okay.
We're just waiting for budgets to be set, provincial budgets to be set, and so then we'll be ready to move forward and get our necessary quotes.
So you foresee this being done this summer?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes, because the funding round for the off-highway vehicle fund is in November,
okay.
So we need to have that information. And for the province, through recreational facility development, it's in February, so we have to have this information ready to go to make our next round of applications for repairs.
Excellent.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I know the Trestle Bridge, we often say the Trestle Trail, but it's actually the Trestle Trail Bridge. When the last report was provided to council, they did not permit any pedestrian traffic over the bridge, which we thought was ridiculous because of the, you know, but that was just our comments. But under this new assessment that this RFQ is going to be, with the questions that you want answered in this request for quotes or whatever the information is that you want, is it possible to say, okay, is this passable by pedestrians, but then we'll wait until you have the resources available to do the actual structure? Is there something in that you could open it up as a pedestrian?
Well, where it's a priority of council, we've actually already discussed this about having, we need to have part of this initial assessment to determine if it's feasible to permit any uses at all over the bridge until the repairs are made.
Yeah. But up to the time that the repairs are made, like there's going to be a time lapse.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I mean. Like, if
okay.
We'll ask, is the bridge feasible? Can it be feasibly used by pedestrians
mm-hmm.
until the repairs are made in 2018?
Okay. Yeah.
And that then we'll have our answer.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
If I may, Jennifer would like to have a comment.
You remember, of course, when we did that first study, when the engineering consultants did the study of the bridge. It was the state of disrepair and the decomposure of the pillars. The weight of the bridge itself is the problem. It's not the weight of the pedestrians crossing or ATVs crossing.
Mm.
It's the weight of the bridge itself which causes the safety issue.
Yeah.
So it's not who can cross it. It's the fact that the bridge itself shouldn't be crossed.
And we'll be able to, that's an excellent point. We'll be able to get that addressed
yeah.
right in the, We'll put the question right into the request for quotations to make that part of the final report.
Councillor Fisk? Just a quick comment to follow up on what Jennifer said. I also believe it's a risk of insurance liability for the region of Queens. Is that not so? You may know that?
If we know of the liability and the safety hazard, which we do because we know there's so many pillars that have eroded to such an extent.
I think we were advised
the
by
the metal itself. Has
I think we were
metal.
Advised
we
by
that.
Our insurance
that's
coverage
right.
not to open
absolutely.
The bridge.
Yep.
That's the reason we closed it.
Yep.
That's right. Thank
yeah.
you.
If I may, for clarification purposes, ask you, Laura. It's my understanding that the last engineer that made the decision and the recommendation that the Trestle Trail Bridge not be utilized by the public, if another engineering firm were to do another assessment and determine that it were safe for the public to walk on the bridge, and they were willing to certify that, would that open the bridge up at that time to the ability for pedestrians?
That would, at that point, it would have to come back to council, and the council would have to weigh in on that as well, because you're gonna have two different engineering reports. And it ultimately, although your letter of authority is signed with the Queens Rails to Trails, and they do carry their own liability insurance, it is still a facility that's owned by the region. So you have the ultimate say.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Any other councillors? Councillor Kelly?
I just want to clarify so I understand all of this. The South Shore Connect and your role in the trails. So you work for South Shore Connect.
No, I do not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
South Shore Connect is it's a website.
Yeah.
basically, that's maintained by all the recreation departments.
Okay.
It's driven by Recreation Nova Scotia.
Yes.
So your role is with?
Well, I work for the District of Lunenburg, but I was seconded through a grant by the province of Nova Scotia through Communities, Culture, and Heritage.
Right.
To work with trail groups and trail managers in the Scotia region.
Okay. So this is a contract? Like,
yes. It's going to end in a year.
1 year's time, okay.
That'll make it a 4-year secondment.
Okay.
A 4-year contract, basically. Hopefully at that point, there'll be a full-time position in place here in the Scotia region. Somebody young and energetic that can come in and spend the next 20 years maintaining all these beautiful connections that you've created. I did want to say one more thing before I finished. There's a lot of excitement in the trails community for the region of Queens. You probably don't hear it a lot because people don't want to get their hopes up, but the region of Queens offers opportunities for a looping trail system that no other municipality has. Not just most municipalities rely heavily on their rail trail connectivity, and that generally runs through the southern part along the coast of their municipality. But the region of Queens has opportunity outside of their rail trail to have these incredible looping trail systems that will, when they're completed and marketed and managed, it's going to make the region of Queens a premier trails destination in the province in the Atlantic region.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's why we're so excited.
Any other questions or comments of councilors? Excellent. Well, thank you, Laura and Brian, for the presentation.
I got a couple of things.
Yes, Brian, go ahead.
Locally, I'm working with DNR to get the authority to build trails in different areas outside of Liverpool. TIR to hopefully get us on that project list so we can use part of the 103, which gives us options that we don't have right now. And also, she mentioned options. What I'm trying to work on is a series of options in different areas so that when I finish with that, I can bring it to you and we can have a look at which option might be the best. Some have certain constraints, but others might be cheaper. And hopefully I can work out so we have some choices. We're not just tied down to one as to where we're going to go with this. And also, she said we're looking at all the funding opportunities that are available. So hopefully we can move forward very shortly. And also MAP. This year, the ATV Association partnered with the Rails to Trails to develop a map showing the existing trails, and we're going to use this as a fundraiser for the different groups. So there will be maps, and the way we've decided to go right now is we've got sponsors. They're actually paying for the map, and we'll spread the maps around. It'll be free to the public, and hopefully we'll come up with a yearly map so we can extend what we've built. And there's other sponsors want to come in and put their little pieces on the map, then we'd be open to update them yearly and put it here on the front so you know you're getting a fresh map. That's what we're working on now, and we expect that to be done within a month or so.
Yes,
Councilor
Fairley?
One question with that, Brian. I was asked at Saltscapes, you know, for bikers, especially peddler bikes, how to get through Liverpool, like how do they go from Lunenburg County and proceed to get to Shelburne County? And I know there's not a direct route, but would that map address that situation? I mean, if they come on the trails to Brooklyn, is there a way to get them to the other side so they continue on to Shelburne? Is that part of the map, or would it just be a blank?
Actually, this first map is just going to show the constructed traveling portions and possibly a dotted line to show, well, this is under construction but will be finished this year, and then there'll be spaces where there's none, and we're hoping that next year that space would be filled in with something, and that would entice people to pick up a new map.
Yeah.
And basically provide some funding for us.
There might be an opportunity though to use that if you have your visitor information centers, if they had those maps, that they could work out a road route for your cycling, the cycling community.
Yeah.
Trails and road cycling, destination trail cycling is growing more and more and more.
Absolutely.
And we need to have that information available. So that's
yeah.
a good point too.
Because what they had said was they plan their route. And, you know, they can plan it through Lunenburg County and then they want to get to Shelburne County, but it's kind of a blank. They're
yeah.
not sure what lies in Queens County, so any
yeah.
information we can give them.
Then they're not surprised.
Yeah.
People like planned adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want an adventure, but they want it to be planned and they don't want to be surprised. I'm the same way.
This map will have all the streets.
Okay.
For the county, it's a county map.
Yeah.
Including
okay.
North Queens. All the streets and all the little wood roads, well, not really, hauling roads that you
yeah.
would see on a provincial map will be on there. They just won't be highlighted as a trail. So if
okay.
they get to Brooklyn and they want to know how to get to Port Mattoon,
okay.
then they can use the regular portion of the map, the streets.
And also, I just wanted to thank both of you. I know that this has been a long road for the Trestle Trail Bridge itself, but we really appreciate the fact that you've never kind of lost sight of the big picture and moving forward. It's really exciting. So thank you.
It is very much so, and I'm very excited that your community has so many amazing volunteers that
mm-hmm.
that are with, you know, the local associations and clubs, that they really do put a lot of extra time to make their communities wonderful places to be.
Yeah.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I was just going to extend on the map and the hard copy paper map. Is it possible that they have, I know a lot of people use the technology, and when they're out of the range of using their gadgets, then they have to use, you know, the maps and that sort of thing. Is there an app that you can download to get information about these trails as well? Is that part of it?
Well, that was discussed, but there's no grid on this map to reference where you are.
Oh, to be able to key that in with us.
Yeah. But,
that
I mean, eventually it will evolve into
yeah.
all kinds of things,
yeah.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but this is our first run, and we're hoping to get it out right away. Start.
Brian, I want to thank you for your, thank you, Laura,
oh.
I know, but for your perseverance okay. in this project, Brian. It's been amazing over the years, and you've had your ups and downs, but you're still excited about it, and, you know, really doing a great job, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any other councilors have a comment or a question? Well, thank you, Laura and Brian. Very
thank you.
Good presentation.
Thank you.
Couldn't find Richard. Yeah, do you want help?
We're going to resume township.
It's the top of search.